smack. She can't tell.
You almost want to cue Don Meredith here from that one instance that everybody continues to replay and replay and replay from the end of Monday Night Football. When the game was out of reach, Don Meredith would break out into song, and Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell would have to put up with the Southern twang saying, "Turn out the lights, the party's over."
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
I just don't know for how long. Seven, as we affectionately refer to him on OSG Sports Radio, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick, has finally copped a plea. And considering that initially it was four confidential informants or witnesses that turned into five, that turned into six and seven, you could say it was a conspiracy on a couple of different fronts to start, but then it evolves into something where he had to make the plea. And for a man who apparently lied to an entire town, lied to his boss, lied to his teammates, and lied to the commissioner of the National Football League, you kind of get what you pay for. And in this case, it may cost him upwards of 80-some-odd million dollars by the time it's over with. If you go 7 times 13, it's 91, and then you have prorated bonus of about 22, so somewhere in the neighborhood of that. And is it all worth it? Killing dogs, fighting dogs, breeding pit bulls, is that worth 9 figures worth of pain, suffering, and jail time? Only one person really can answer that question, because 7 others have decided to give a different answer. More on 7 after this.
Phil, there's a couple of things you and I have in common.
That's right, and we get to talk about it for pretty much... Couldn't get my thoughts organized there.
Brother Phil, there's 2 things you and I have in common, and I forgot what they were.
We both flub up our lines?
Brother Phil, there's 2 things you and I have in common. We like to talk sports, and we love college football.
We love it so much that we're going to talk about it every week for the whole entire college football season. We're going to bring our cast of characters with us.
That's right. It'll be the College Football Preview Show right here on OSG Sports Radio. Phil, we're going to hear from the coaches. We're going to get all sorts of insight on college football and have fun with it.
And if we're lucky, we'll even get to take you to a few games. So make sure you tune in, OSG Sports Radio and the College Football Preview Show.
Right here on the OSG Radio Network.
The Cow Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio and the World Internet Radio Network.
The stadium rocks and swings.
So where do we go from here? You have a sentencing coming up in about a week's time. How much sentencing? And it won't be into a club fed, probably a medium security joint. He'll be shackled as he walks from one place to another within the facility to get his work done. Maybe he'll make 7 cents an hour doing license plates. And when you compare 7 cents to hundreds of millions of dollars, you really do have to wonder if it's worth it. Because when Michael Vick does come out of prison, he may not be playing football until 2010. And it may not be outdoors. So, the biggest question he has to ask himself is it all worth it in the end? And he'll have a lot of time to stare at himself against the cold brick wall and answer that very question. Those are my thoughts. I welcome yours.
Count Pointer Count on the World Internet Radio Network and Podomatic.com.